Feds, 19 non-citizens charged with voting in 2016 election in swing state. By John Binder on September 3, 2020. A total of 19 non-citizens in the swing state of North Carolina have been charged with voter fraud after allegedly voting in the 2016 presidential election. This week, the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of North Carolina prosecutors announced voter fraud charges against 19 non-citizens from a variety of countries, whom they allege cast votes in the 2016 election after a years-long federal investigation. Seven of the 19 non-citizens were charged with falsely claiming American citizenship or making false statements on voter registration applications. The seven were also charged with a misdemeanor for unlawfully casting ballots in the 2016 presidential election. The seven include Francisco Antonio Aguirre, 64 years old, of Guatemala. Rup Koratar Singh, 57 years old, of Malaysia. Rosalva Negrete Toledo, 65 years old, of Mexico. Dave Delano Virgil, 57 years old, of Tobago. Aloy Alberto Zayas Barrier, 70 years old, of Cuba. Emmanuel Olukunle Atioibi, 31 years old, of Nigeria. Mukhtar Kate Ahmed Galaimad, 48 years old, of Yemen. Another 12 non-citizens were hit with misdemeanor charges for unlawfully casting ballots in the 2016 presidential election. Those 12 include Ismay Prudence Kathleen James, 54 years old, of Bermuda. Donald Christian Martin, 44 years old, of Sierra Leone. Chaim Pinto, 68 years old, of Israel. John Andrew Rapsky, 54 years old, of Canada. Bijapadakalath Thomas, 58 years old, of India. Shichinian, 54 years old, of China. Karangian Billings, 56 years old, of China. Henry Alberto Araya Vega, 52 years old, of Costa Rica. Rufina Concha Locklear, 82 years old, of Mexico. Alberto Damas Job, 73 years old, of Nicaragua. Armando Nava Juarez, 51 years old, of Mexico. Manuel Efren Valladares, 48 years old, of El Salvador. If convicted, the 19 non-citizens face anywhere from 1 year to 6 years in federal prison and fines of $100,000 to $350,000. It is unclear if convictions will make the non-citizens eligible for deportation. President Trump won North Carolina against Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016 by a margin of fewer than 174,000 votes. In Mecklenburg County, home to the state's largest city of Charlotte, Clinton won by a huge margin with more than 62% of the vote. In this year's presidential election, Democrats are fighting to implement universal mail-in voting that would deliver every registered voter a ballot to fill out, unsolicited. Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers has told Breitbart News that such a plan could see about 24 million ineligible or inaccurate voter registrants receiving mail-in ballots. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.